From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Forecasters say life-threatening weather could strike in the nation's heartland today, the possibility growing stronger as the day wears on. At the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, Director Russ Schneider reminds, if a twister is approaching,
you want to go to the lowest floor and put as many walls between you and the outside as possible. Interior bathroom or closet is always a fairly effective choice if you don't have a storm shelter.
Of particular concern, parts of Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas. The most dangerous conditions are projected for late this afternoon between Oklahoma City and Salina, Kansas. While North Koreans celebrated the birth of their country's founder this weekend, South Korean warships searched for debris from Pyongyang's failed rocket launch. Dwali Saikautau has more.
About 10 naval ships are out in the Yellow Sea trying to locate broken parts from North Korea's Unha 3 rocket. An official with South Korea's defense ministry said at least one corvette is using sonar or radar to recover parts. U.S. Navy minesweepers were also expected to be helping in the search. In Pyongyang, tens of thousands of North Koreans gathered in a stadium for a rally to honor the 100th birthday of North Korea's founder Kim Il-sung. His grandson, Kim Jong-un, waved to the crowd as a sea of people applauded. The audience later chanted his name and in unison said, "Defend him to the death." For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says neither the economy nor the financial system have fully recovered from the collapse of the housing market. Steve Beckner of Market News International has details on the chairman's latest comments.
Though unsound mortgages triggered the crisis, Bernanke says it was rooted in structural problems with the financial system and its regulation. To avoid or at least mitigate future panics, he says, the vulnerabilities that underlay the recent crisis must be fully addressed. The Fed is best known for setting interest rates and controlling the money supply. But the 2010 Dodd-Frank law gives the Fed expanded responsibility to supervise the biggest financial firms and oversee risk-taking throughout the system. And Bernanke says that process is well underway. He says the Fed is now putting the promotion of financial stability on an equal footing with monetary policy. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
At the summit of the Americas in Colombia, President Obama says there's reason for hemispheric optimism.
It is remarkable to see the changes that have been taking place in a relatively short period of time in Latin and Central America and in the Caribbean.
Trade is a major focus this weekend. This is NPR News. A U.S. bankruptcy judge has approved the sale of the Los Angeles Dodgers to a group led by former NBA basketball star Magic Johnson. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the selling price is $2.1 billion.
With the sale approval, the team can finally leave Chapter 11 bankruptcy and its creditors can be paid. The steep price includes the baseball team, Dodgers Stadium, and the land underneath it. A lawyer for Major League Baseball, however, expressed disapproval of the deal and asked the Delaware-based judge to allow the league to stop the transaction. The Dodgers entered bankruptcy last June at a time when outgoing Dodgers owner Frank McCourt had been arguing with the league over a new television deal. The sale has to close by the end of this month when McCourt has to meet a deadline to pay his ex-wife $130 million. John Burnett, NPR News.
On both sides of the Atlantic and on the North Atlantic in between, there are commemorations of the sinking of the Titanic 100 years ago on this date. On board the Balmoral, a liner retracing the course of the Titanic and carrying history buffs and descendants of Titanic passengers, Captain Robert Bamberg kept passengers abreast of the ship's progress.
A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Captain speaking. Time has just gone 12 o'clock on board Balmoral en route to the Titanic wreckage site.
Meanwhile, on board, passengers dressed in Edwardian fashions attended a gala dinner. 1,500 people died when the Titanic collided with an iceberg and sank to the ocean floor. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.